Bill Buckley with you, and it's the time of the week when we catch up on all things techie with the gadget detective Fevzi Turkalp. Don't forget you can always subscribe to his podcast free at gadgetdetective.com or on Alexa, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, etc. How's your week been, Fevzi?
Very good, thank you. Did I tell you I've got incognito synthesizer and DAT recorder?
You did, funnily enough. But
didn't I?
I expect you've told everybody you know several times, and I don't blame you.
Well, you know, because I don't hear it on the radio that often. So I just thought I'd synth drop in passing, you know.
We're all very happy for you. Very happy.
Look, I'm looking at it right now. It's also delighted to be here.
Oh, if only I weren't here. I feel so left out now, but never mind. Now then, rather than a tech story as such, we're going sort of gadget all the way this week, although it all plays into kind of the modern world and so forth. Starting with solar products.
Yeah, so we've got one gadget of the week, but first we've got the solar products, and it will have escaped no one's attention that our bills, energy bills, both gas and electricity, rocketed yesterday when the cap, which is the maximum amount that can be charged, was raised by 54%. And a lot of news media has been reporting that we're seeing 54% increases in our energy. We're seeing at least 54% because many of us were on capped rates that ended.
Very good point.
So we were well below. So, for example, our bill's gone up 85%, not 54.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's a virtual doubling of the bill, which makes it a good time to talk about solar energy. And it is one of these technologies that's really quite important, but it's a technology that's still developing in terms of how efficient solar panels are, how much energy we get per hour of good sunlight, but also in terms of where we can put them. So a lot of you see occasionally as you drive around, you see, you know, people have put solar panels on their roofs, but they're few and far between. And, you know, there's good reasons for that. One is it's been a very expensive technology. And two, not all of us have access to our own roofs. You know, if we live in a flat, for example, or we don't own the property, it's not easy. But now there are some moves. And I don't think these are yet perfect solutions, but I think they're worth talking about. There's a company called Solarverse, and they've made something called a solar sculpture, which is this sort of curved... I think your producer described it as part of it looks like a skateboard ramp.
But with
two curved walls around it.
It's not the prettiest thing, is it, if we're honest?
Do you know? It's so
do you
funny.
Like it?
I quite like it, yeah.
Right.
But then, I grew up with Doctor Who, and I had a skateboard ramp in my garden because I built one when I was a teenager.
Right,
But that's a bit steep for a skateboard ramp. But the point of it is, doesn't have to go on the roof. The film, it's got this sort of flexible film on it, so it's not like fixed sheets of glass. That's why you've got these curved surfaces. And the nice thing about that is there's even the prospect of replacing the film with more efficient film in future years. And if you see in the picture, what they've got it set up doing there is actually charging an electric car directly, which is quite a good way of, you know, using it, because then you're not only saving on household fuel, you can save on you know, petrol or electricity if you've got an electric car, obviously. And I think that's quite a good way to do things as well, because one of the other challenges with solar panels is if you don't have any way of storing the electricity, then you can only either use it in that moment or sell it back to the grid, but you don't get a particularly good price for it compared to what they charge you.
Right.
But this is, you know, the problem with all this, it's expensive. You know, like these items, you're talking about £3,500 for one of these. You know, well, they're soon going to look relatively cheap compared to our annual bills. That's one thing. But I do feel one thing that the government could possibly do is reintroduce the sort of incentives that they had previously that have fallen away for individuals to do this. Because instead of, you know, giving people handouts that aren't going to be enough, or maybe as well as doing that, maybe we could encourage people to invest in this sort of technology, you know, give them long-term loans like we do student loans or what have you, and or tax breaks or whatever it is, and allow people to give them an incentive to invest in these things, as we did with, you know, as they wrongly did when they encouraged people to buy diesel and then slap tariffs on diesel. We won't forget that in a hurry. But there are things that government could and should do, and particularly in the context of, you know, reducing our reliance on on foreign energy, you know, and the costs will rise inexorably. Mm. And the thing is, the costs of these will drop and the cost of energy will rise. And there will come a point in the not too distant future where those two lines will cross and it makes economic sense to do it. But even when it makes economic sense, not everyone, in fact, not many, will be able to spend £3,500 in cash. The company that sells these is doing, you know, easy payments on it, installments. But still, I think the government should play their part in this, because this is not a problem of our making. It's not our profligate behaviour that's caused this problem.
So there's one of the gadgets. We better whiz on to number two.
Just the other one on the solar side is just that another company has come up with solar blinds. So like blinds over your windows, which again, if you don't have access to your roof and you don't have a garden, but you have windows, then when the blinds come down, your windows turn into solar panels, which, you know, can be good. Not so good if you then have to put the lights on because you put the blinds down. But, you know, there can be
circumstances. If you're out all day, I mean, in the old days when people still went out to work all day, I suppose you could have made more of a case for it than now, really.
Yeah, and you don't occupy every room in the home at the same time necessarily. So you know, look, the thing is, it's expensive, but it's getting cheaper. They're not that efficient, but they're getting more efficient. And as I say, the technology will come good. And I'm going to be looking more into this side of things, using technology to lower our bills. I think it's become urgent now, and I'll be looking at it more in the future.
Okay, meanwhile, who wouldn't want to revolutionise their Wi-Fi speed? And we know a man who can tell you how. It's 12:18. Bill Buckley until 2, Sport thereafter. We're halfway through our weekly catch-up with the gadget detective, Fevzi Turkalp. And gosh, I dangled a gorgeous carrot there, didn't I, Fevzi? Who wouldn't want faster internet speed?
And faster internet.
You are promising not just to speed it up, but to revolutionise, is the word you've written down here, our Wi-Fi
speed.
Yeah,
I mean, this is to solve the problem of having Wi-Fi everywhere in your home seamlessly as you move around, that you don't get dropouts and so forth, and to have an intelligent, fast, reliable system. So this is from a German company called Devolo, D-E-V-O-L-O. And it's a new version of a product that they've been making for some time, but they've improved it every year. It's called be careful with the name, because there's a number of similarly named versions from the same company. So this, we're talking about the Magic 2 Wi-Fi 6 Mesh Kit, right? So leaving aside the Magic and the 2, there's different bits of technology here. Wi-Fi 6, so that's the latest incarnation of Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. Faster, better reach.
Yeah.
Mesh is this very intelligent technology where you have these different nodes around your home that create a mesh, a Wi-Fi mesh. And as you move around your home, it works out automatically where's the strongest signal coming from, which node, and it gives you Wi-Fi from that node, and it does it intelligently. So as you walk around your house, your device will let go of one Wi-Fi and latch onto another one. To you, it's seamless. It just looks like one Wi-Fi cloud in your home. But the reality is that there's all these different ones that are communicating and working out, you know, how best to serve you. So that works really well. Now, there are other mesh systems around, and there are other Wi-Fi 6 systems around. What's special about this one is that it uses a third type of technology to get you the Wi-Fi signal around the house. So most Wi-Fi works by just beaming from a router somewhere in your home to all points in your home. But the problem with that is that, you know, some homes are too big for that to reach all the corners. Others have got, you know, metal in the walls or just very thick walls, depends on the construction, or just interference. Mm. So what this does is it uses power lines. Each of these nodes, these adapters, they plug into a mains socket in your house. And as well as sending Wi-Fi, and this thing can replace the Wi-Fi on your main router, you switch that off, the Wi-Fi on your main router, and you use this. And as well as beaming out Wi-Fi, what it does is it sends the Wi-Fi signal along the mains wiring. And then it pops out at another device.
I see,
So even if you've got that problem, it will route it via the mains wiring, which is very clever. And the additional benefit that gives you is, if you look, I don't know if you can see on the picture, but there's little ports, there's two little holes at the bottom of each of the adapters, and that's what's called an Ethernet port, or two Ethernet ports. And what that is wired internet. So you can actually get a wired internet connection, which with the best will in the world is more reliable than almost any Wi-Fi that you can get. So if you've got something like, I don't know, let's say you're doing live streaming, or just you want to watch, you know, films, you know, 4K resolution, and you don't want dropouts and stutters, then you can just plug a cable into the Ethernet port underneath and have a wired connection, because it's wired all the way, because it's wired coming into your house, yeah, and then it goes through the mains wiring, it pops out, you know, at whatever remote location, and then you could stick a wire straight into the back of your TV set, for example. And that way you've got wired internet from the street all the way through to your TV. You know,
brilliant,
so
brilliant.
That's quite a unique feature. Now, these things aren't cheap, but having said that, they are, despite having that additional tier of power line technology through the mains, they are cheaper than, you know, a lot of their competitors. So the starter kit, which is two adapters, is £299. I mean, check these. You might find them a bit cheaper in practice. These are list prices. So in round terms, £300 for the starter kit, or the whole home kit, which has an additional adapter, is £450, which is not nothing, but if you compare it to the other things that do similar jobs without having the mains wiring trick up its sleeve, then it's a little over half the price of some of those units. So
I guess for some people, the starter kit would in fact be enough, wouldn't it, anyway?
Yeah,
slightly
absolutely.
Slightly misnamed, if anything,
Yeah, I mean, it's basically for, you know, homes. If you've got a, you know, a five-bedroom house, then you'll need the whole home kit.
Yeah, got a two-bedroom flat, you might be all right with the starter kit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Exactly right. And particularly bearing in mind you're looking at Wi-Fi 6, which is better than earlier versions as well. But you should just have an altogether better experience. And don't forget, it's not just what you think of as your internet use. Don't forget that we talked the other day about how conventional home telephones, you know, are being phased out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be replaced by internet, and you will need good Wi-Fi in different parts of your home for those calls. But we have all sorts of devices that use Wi-Fi. For example, our mobile phone. Where I live in my home, my mobile signal is weak, so the signal is supplemented by my Wi-Fi network. So although my mobile phone sends and receives calls as normal, and I get charged as normal through the mobile phone company's bills, The underlying technologies, it's offloading the data to the Wi-Fi network to make up for the fact that I've got really poor signal here.
Got it. Price and star rating, please.
Right. So starter kit, 300. Whole home kit, 450. Mm-hmm. Star rating, 4 stars out of 5.
Got it. You know what I'm going to ask you now?
Why did it not? Four and a half if you can, because these are list prices. If you can find it, you know, significantly cheaper than that, then it rises to 4.5.
Very good.
But it is good value, it's just not cheap.
Don't forget you can subscribe to the Gadget Detectives podcast for free, gadgetdetective.com or on Alexa or wherever you get your podcasts from. I shan't be here in 7 days' time, but you will have another lovely person to speak to. I take it you're okay for next week, Fevzy, for more?
Indeed I am. I shall miss you, but yes, I am.
Thank you kindly.